This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley as we are well entrenched now into the month of November.
Mm-hmm.
First full weekend in November. Hooray.
Yeah.
How many days till Christmas?
45-ish, somewhere around there.
40-some, yeah.
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 We're in the 40s now, yeah.
I saw that the other day. We dropped below 50 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
At what point does it get to be nervous time in your family?
About 2 weeks prior.
2 weeks, okay.
I was like, oh, I better go get something.
Yeah, I better start thinking about it, maybe. Give it some consideration. It's coming around in a hurry, isn't it? My goodness. Veterans Day coming up this next week on Wednesday, and I see the other big red number on the calendar is the 26th of the month. That would be Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a favorite holiday of yours?
Well, why wouldn't it be?
If there's food involved.
Exactly.
I do like Thanksgiving. I do.
Yeah.
Well, I like Halloween
too. We're
past
Halloween now.
Yeah, but I do like Thanksgiving. That's always that was always one of the fun holidays I thought growing up because you don't have all the pressure of gift giving and receiving and all that kind of stuff. And oh
just
boy,
getting together
lots of
and eating.
Food. Oh, lots of food.
Yeah.
And I like turkey.
Yes.
I know some people. It's not that big a deal. I love turkey, but I wouldn't want to eat it every day.
No.
I think that's one of the reasons I enjoy it so much is because I wait all year for it. And then I get turkey on Thanksgiving and Christmas and sometimes New Year's.
Yeah.
And then no turkey the rest of the year, primarily.
That's true, yeah.
And I think that's probably the way it is for most folks.
Yes.
So, you know, less is more.
Well, and you just enjoy it more when you only have it for those special holidays.
Less is more. Yeah. You do. And then I got to thinking, you know, how many different ways are there to make turkey? You know, some folks throw it in a turkey fryer. Some folks do it the traditional way in the oven. You know, some folks will just do it, whatever way they have. And I got to thinking the other day, how could you make turkey better? And I immediately went to bacon.
Well, yeah.
And I was thinking, how good would a turkey be if you would wrap it in bacon?
I've seen that.
Really?
Yes. Like they pretty much just kind of weave it together all around like the whole turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Okay.
I want to see that.
I'm not sure how that would cook, though, since it has to be in the oven for so long with the turkey. And
yeah, I kind of wondered that. You know,
how crispy that bacon would get. Or
yeah, how is that going to work out? Would that work out so well? I don't know. But yeah, I've seen all kinds of creative things done with bacon. You know, I saw somebody do, I guess they call it kind of a bacon pizza, but the bacon was just what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It was weaved together in kind of a small rectangle, and that was the base of a pizza.
Like the crust then?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was the crust of the pizza. And then, of course, they just did it up like a regular pizza other than that. Wow, that can only be good.
Yes. That'd be hard to eat, I would think, though.
I'll figure it out a way. We'll figure it out. But then I got to thinking, you know, gosh, if I could take, you know, turkey, boy, that's good. Bacon, oh, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's got to be a good way to do that somehow.
There is.
I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
I have to work on that. Definitely have to work on that. We're getting to that point in the season, well, we're actually past that point in the season. It just hasn't happened yet around here, where the conditions start to change.
Mm-hmm.
Just awesome weather earlier this past week. And then, of course, we started to see some change in the weather around Thursday, Friday. And we'll see if it stays. You know, I'm just afraid we're going to have nice weather, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're going to have winter.
Yeah.
So we're going to skip fall altogether. It's just going to start snowing on us. But at some point, we're going to get into that time of the season when, you know, we start thinking about, gosh, how much is it costing me to heat my home? You know, all those kinds of things. Heating season always gets to be an expensive one. And I saw the folks at MidAmerican Energy threw out some tips to save some money and energy this winter. It does involve, in some cases, preparation ahead of time. So that's why I'm telling you now. You don't want to wait until it's actually cold outside to start worrying about whether or not you have a winter coat.
No, not really.
So it should be the same with your furnace, too.
Yes.
You know, you want to be on top of that. So, you know, one way is to get a home check. There are different energy companies offer different types of programs to do an assessment to kind of see what you can do to reduce some of the waste in your home. So that's one of the things. And there are a lot of companies that will do those things. But also another way you can do that is, you know, insulation. When was the last time you thought much about it? You don't see it. You know, it's inside the walls, up in the ceilings. You don't see it, so you don't really think much about it. But it changes over time. And gravity does things to, it sure does things
more
to
than
us.
Yeah.
So it, you know, it does things to insulation too. But when was the last time you took a look? whether it's in the floors, the walls, the attic, the basement, crawl spaces. In unheated areas, you want to insulate around furnace ducts or boiler pipes, things like that. That's one of the best ways to maintain a uniform temperature inside your home. Reduce the amount of heat that escapes, so keep you warm. Also, servicing your furnace is always important, too. Your home heating system needs routine maintenance to run properly and efficiently, kind of the same as your vehicle does. Mm-hmm. You know, you might do tune-ups now and again, oil changes, things like that with your car. Well, you kind of need to do a little tune-up on your furnace, too. So you want to make sure that you keep on top of those kinds of things. Filters. Do you even know where the filter is in your furnace? When was the last time you changed it? You know, little things like that. You know, when you change a filter, furnace filter, maybe on the little cardboard side of it, maybe you take a marker, a pen, and just write the date that you put it in there. So you kind of know when the last time it was changed, instead of saying, honey, has anybody changed the furnace filter lately? I can't remember the last time it was changed.
I did last winter.
Well, you really should get after those. And that's one of the biggest mistakes people make, is they don't check them often enough, and then it can cause problems. You know, you should change your filter at least, at very minimum, every 3 months. But in heavy months, where it's used a lot in the wintertime, for example, if the filter's dirty, you change it. You know, sometimes some folks will tell you maybe every month or every 2 months you might want to take a look at that. But keep after those things. Also, what about your thermostat? What do you set your house at? What temperature, you know?
In the winter?
Yeah.
71, 72.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm. We have geothermal in our home, so it's typically set. It runs efficiently by nature. So we don't really have to worry too much about those things. No, I mean, in the summertime, I think we have it set at like 76 or 77, which most people would be sweating to death in their home, but it's comfortable, you know, for us. But check your thermostat. Find a comfortable spot, maybe 68 degrees. You know, who knows? Whatever's comfortable for you in the wintertime so you can save some money and energy. Maybe a programmable thermostat that automatically adjusts the temperature when you're asleep or away. You know, those types of things can help you out, too. So how you doing those things? Check those out. Also, seal up the place where you live, weather stripping, caulk, any air leaks, any place that air's getting in, heat's getting out. So you want to block all those drafts around doors and windows and chimneys, electrical outlets. You can get the little insulation pads to put inside your electrical outlets underneath there to keep the cold air out and the warm air in if it's on an outside wall. But there are all kinds of different places, attics, basements, where heat gets out, cold gets in. Also, make sure that when you buy different types of things in your home, make sure you're buying the right types of things. Make sure you look for Energy Star symbols on those things, whether it's lighting or appliances, because they use a lot less energy. Also, clear plastic sheets over the inside or outsides of your windows can reduce heat loss and increase comfort. If you don't have some of the newer high-efficiency windows in your home, it's more than just putting up storm windows like we used to do. You know, you can do other things, too, to seal those up and make sure that you're not losing energy there, too, without having to spend thousands of dollars replacing windows. Also, drapes, shades, and blinds on a sunny winter day, keep them open. Let that, especially on the south side of your house, let that sun in. Why not? It's going to help heat up the home. During cold, windy days, close them. It's another level of insulation there, too. And then also, make sure that you check out your registers, radiators, things like that. Make sure they're not blocked by furniture, rugs, drapes, different types of things, kids' toys.
Been there?
Yep, I'm sure. Dust, vacuum the registers or the radiators on a regular basis. You know, make sure that there's enough room to breathe for those things, too, because if they're not working at some sort of an efficiency level that's acceptable, then they're not doing you much good. So, you check all those kinds of things out. And, again, you kind of want to do it before you get there. Like I said before, you don't wonder if you have a shovel after the first snow has fallen. You know, you want to be prepared ahead of time. So make sure you do those kinds of things so you're ready to go and save yourself some money here this year and keep yourself comfortable.
Yeah,
it's no fun to have two people run back and forth with the thermostat because one's hot and one's cold. And you're always trying to figure out what's going to work.
Yeah.
So anyway, watch out for those kinds of things. And some people will zone off rooms in their homes, too. Especially in the wintertime. You know, if there's certain rooms that you don't use very much, you know, maybe close the register in there if there are no pipes that you're worried about, you know, and you can close the door and keep it sealed off from the rest of the house and maybe not waste too much energy in those rooms if you're not really using them.
Right.
So anyway, that's your thought for the weekend.
Okay.
Good thoughts.
Good thoughts, yes.
Yeah. Check out, make an assessment at your place and do all those kinds of things. All right. Now, You've got a lot of stuff sitting there.
I do.
It looks like a lot of food.
Let's see. Yeah, there's quite a bit.
I know. I've got
stuff. I try to find the good stuff, you know.
I've got stuff. Yeah. I've got stuff in front of me, too, and it's almost all food.
Yum, yum.
More food than we can handle. What do you have?
All right. St. Mary's Catholic Church's Fall Dinner and Bake Sale in Avoca will be held on November 8th. It's from 11 to 1:30, and they'll be serving Staley's chicken, sweet corn, mashed potatoes, salads, and desserts. You can call ahead for carryout dinners at 712-343-6948. Again, it's St. Mary's Catholic Church Fall Dinner and Bake Sale in Avoca, November 8th from 11 to 1:30. In Griswold, the Griswold Community School is presenting Mary Poppins on November 8th at 2 p.m. in the Griswold Middle High School Auditorium, and tickets will be available at the door. Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut, which is next to the city park, their fall dinner is on November 8th from 11:30 to 1, and they'll be serving pork loin dinner. Adults are $8, kids 6 through 10 are $3, and kids under 5 are free. They do have carryouts available. That is $9, and you can call 784-3546. Again, Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut, fall dinner on November 8th from 11:30 to 1. The Exira Masons Annual Veterans Day Breakfast Fundraiser will be held on November 8th from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall, and they'll be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast, juice, and coffee, and it's all you can eat for a free will donation, and then the proceeds from that will be used to for local area veterans' needs, and that's sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge number 342. Again, Exira Masons Annual Veterans Day Breakfast Fundraiser on November 8th from 8:30 to 12:30. St. Paul's Lutheran Church invites you to enjoy Jim Hendricks as he shares his talents with the community and congregation on November 8th at 9 p.m. He's performed in churches all over the land, including the Crystal Cathedral. He's also been a featured soloist for Rachmaninoff's Piano Music and performed with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Dave Brubeck, Della Rees, Jack Jones, and many others, and his arrangements of traditional gospel and contemporary Christian music are characterized by unmatched technical ability and passion. Again, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, come out and enjoy Jim Hendricks on November 8th at 9 p.m. The Atlantic Trees Forever meeting is coming up November 9th. It's at 7 p.m. at Boulder's Inn and Suites. Also, the BPO Doe's meeting will be held on November 10th. That is at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic, dinner at 6:30, business meeting at 7:30. The Hunger Games Countdown and Party will be held at the Atlantic Public Library. The first movie has already been shown, so the second Hunger Games movie will be viewed on November 10th at 4 p.m. And then the third Hunger Games movie will be viewed on November 17th at 4 p.m. And then to conclude all the movies, a Hunger Games party will be held on November 19th at 3:30. Registration is required for that. You can call the Atlantic Public Library at 243-5466 or stop in at 507 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Again, it's the Hunger Games countdown party, and they'll be showing the second Hunger Games movie on November 10th at 4 p.m. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Atlantic on November 11th from noon to 4 at Mala. And a Red Cross blood drive will also be held in Elkhorn on November 11th from 8 to 2, and that is at the Exira EHK School. The Shelby American Legion Veterans Day Soup Supper will be held on November 11th at the Shelby Community Building from 5 to 8. And they'll be serving some good soups, vegetable beef and chicken noodle, salad and desserts. Cost is $10. Children are $5, and kids 5 and under are free, and veterans eat free. Carryouts are available, and everyone is welcome to the Shelby American Legion Veterans Day Soup Supper on November 11th at the Shelby Community Building from 5 to 8. Now, if you have some old coats laying around that are still in good condition, the Cass County Coat Drive is going on during the month of November, and the Cass County Farm Bureau will be again collecting new or gently used coats, hats, mittens, and gloves. The coats can be donated to needy children and adults at the end of the month. To donate, you can drop off your coats at the Cass County Farm Bureau office at 1501 East 7th Street in Atlantic, and their hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:30, and Friday, 8 to 3. Just a reminder that the Atlantic City Clerk's office will be closed on November 11th in observance of Veterans Day. Also, the Griswold Community Schools Veterans Day program will be held on November 11th at 7 p.m. That's in the Middle School High School Auditorium, and the guest speaker is Major Eric M. Nelson, a native of Stanton who serves in the Iowa National Guard as commander of B Company 248th Aviation Support Battalion And he holds a Bachelor of Liberal Studies degree with a minor in Military Studies from Iowa State University, where he commissioned a second lieutenant in 2003. Also, in conjunction with the annual Veterans Day program, cards of thanks are sent to those men and women from our local area currently serving in the military. And you can send names and addresses of these local service persons to Denise Martson at DMARDESEN@griswoldschools.org, or you can call 778-2154 and they'll get those sent out. And the Veterans Day program is not for only for veterans, but also for the community to come together and say thanks to our veterans. So the Griswold Community Schools Veterans Day program on November 11th at 7 p.m., and that's in the middle school, high school auditorium. Also, the Trumpeter Swan Contest is going on. Trumpeter Swans have visited the Shelburne Quarry for at least the last 17 out of the 18 winters, and the Cass County Conservation Board is asking you, when do you think the first Trumpeter Swan will arrive at the Shelburne Quarry? You can call in your predictions by November 11th to the Conservation Board at 769-2372, and you can just leave a message with your return phone number if they're not in. Duplicate dates will not be allowed, so if a caller predicts November 25th, no one else will be allowed to predict that arrival date. So call anytime until November 11th to make your prediction, and they do ask one prediction per family, please. And the sponsors of this contest will determine the official arrival of the swans, and the winner will receive a Trumpeter Swan 8x10 print from the Cass County Conservation Board. And sorry, but this contest is only for residents of Cass County. The Allen Place in Atlantic is hosting a free will donation dinner for Atlantic Meals on Wheels on November 13th at the Allen Place in Atlantic. And join them for dinner to help raise money for the Atlantic Meals on Wheels program. And you can RSVP to Crystal by Friday, November 13th. Also coming up is the 4th Annual Griswold Holiday Expo. It's on November 14th at the Griswold Community Building from 10 to 3. There's numerous crafters and vendors, door prizes, free admission, and you can email griswoldcommunitybetterment@gmail.com for vendor booth availability. In Corning, the Corning Opera House Cultural Center presents Groove, a 70s and 80s dance concert on November 14th at 7 p.m., Tickets are $25 for adults and $12 for students, and that's located at 800 Davis Avenue in Corning. And for tickets or more information, you can visit their website, corningoperahouse.com. Again, that's on November 14th at 7 p.m.
All right, very good. I have more stuff here, too, but I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get after that right after this. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Stacy said that's what we have to do, so.
Listen.
That's what we're going to do, yeah. just listen to me, yeah?
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, that business taken care of. Now it's time to get back to our business here as well. Got a few more things coming up here this weekend, too. The Messina United Methodist Church Luncheon and Bazaar is this Sunday, November the 8th, and they'll be serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then they'll have an auction following lunch. Now, the menu includes... This is like shopping when you're hungry. You shouldn't read these things when you're hungry. The menu includes pork loin and dressing, homemade beef and noodles, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, salads, rolls, and pies. Free will offering. Bake sale is at 10:30 a.m., and they have carryouts available as well. That's the Messina United Methodist Church Luncheon and Bazaar, and that's again on Sunday, November 8th, serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sounds like a good meal. Also, the Casey United Methodist Church annual Fall Harvest Dinner and Auction is this Sunday, November the 8th, at the Casey United Methodist Church. Dinner is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then the auction begins at 1 p.m. And on the menu here, ham balls, cheesy potatoes. Those are always, yes. Cheesy potatoes mm-hmm. are just always good. They have ham balls, cheesy potatoes, vegetables, salad bar, roll, and pie. Carryouts are available there as well. The cost is $9 for adults. Children under 12 are $4.50, and preschoolers eat free. And Doug Wiedemeyer will be the auctioneer for the Casey United Methodist Church annual Fall Harvest Dinner and Auction. Again, that's this Sunday, November 8th. Dinner from 11 to 1, auction at 1 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Also, the St. Mary's Fall Festival will be held at the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth this Sunday, November 8th, 9:30 to 3 p.m. It's a craft and vendor fair as well. They have homemade chili and chicken noodle soups, plus sandwiches and desserts served all day or until they're gone. 50 cents is the admission. They have hourly door prizes and random surprise drawings. There'll be crafters and vendors selling some of their items as well. So if you'd like to know more information, you can contact Brenda Arkfeld. But that's coming up this Sunday, November 8th, 9:30 to 3, the St. Mary's Fall Festival at the St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. Also this Sunday, they have an Honoring Our Veterans Breakfast at Veterans Auditorium in Harlan. That's this Sunday, November 8th. It's from 7 a.m. until noon. And they would like everybody to come out and help celebrate and honor the veterans. It's a free will donation breakfast of scrambled eggs, biscuits and gravy, toast, bacon, milk, orange juice, coffee, and then they have a bake sale involved in that as well. That's the Honoring Our Veterans Breakfast this Sunday, November 8th, 7 a.m. until noon at Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Harlan. Speaking of Veterans Day, there's a Veterans Day pork feed coming up this next Wednesday, November 11th at the Avoca American Legion Hall. That's from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. $8 for adults. It's $5 for children 6 to 12, and it's free for those children under 6 years old. All veterans and American Legion Women's Auxiliary members are free, and that's compliments of Mid-States Bank in Avoca. Everyone is welcome to attend. That's the Veterans Day Pork Feed, Wednesday, November 11th, at the Avoca American Legion Hall. 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. is the time on that. Lots of veterans-type things going on here this week, as there should be.
Right.
I know the Atlantic Rotary has a veterans luncheon coming up. I don't have the details right here in front of me, but I know they have a luncheon coming up this Tuesday. And you can still call. You can get a hold of Rick Burns. In fact, you can check our website out. We have that information there, too. But, yeah, they've got stuff going on there. There are plenty of other different types of veterans presentations. I know some of the schools in the area, Griswold traditionally has a veterans celebration. CAM, I know, has a veterans celebration. I think the eighth graders are working on that project this year. So, yeah, there are some different Veterans Day presentations, too. So any way to honor the veterans, that's time well spent. Let's see, what else do we have coming up here? The Messina Baptist Church is hosting their annual Harvest Supper, and that's coming up on Friday, November 13th. And that'll be at 6 p.m. The meal is free, and there'll be a short musical program following the meal. That's the Messina Baptist Church Harvest Supper, Friday, November 13th. That's at 6 p.m. Also, coming up on Thursday, November 12th, this is kind of a thing for folks in the city of Adair, but they have their free pancake, sausage, egg, and beverage feed. They do this every year. They'll accept donations for the Adair Playground Fund at the time. It's served at the Adair Community Center from 5 to 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 12th. And they'll also have a couple of drawings for $50 in chamber bucks held at that time, too. The Adair Chamber of Commerce helping to sponsor that free pancake feed with sausage, eggs, and beverage. Again, that's Thursday, November 12th at the Adair Community Center. 5 to 7:30 p.m. is the time on that event for those folks. Also, the Audubon County Hospital Foundation's Big Band Harvest Dance is coming up. That's featuring the Wailing Big Band, and that's Saturday, November 14th. That's next weekend from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Agra Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Now, admission is $15 for adults, $7.50 for students, and your admission includes a light supper, dessert, and, of course, great live music. If you'd like more information, you can contact Dan. His number is 712-563-5295. That's 712-563-5295 if you'd like more information. That's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation's Big Band Harvest Dance featuring the Wailing Big Band, Saturday, November 14th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Agra Hall on the Audubon County Fairgrounds. They hope to have another nice crowd for that event. Also, speaking of folks looking for a nice crowd, the Adair Casey Community Theater, They're otherwise known as the Better Keep Our Day Jobs Players. They are performing a presentation of Christmas in Guthrie County. Now, this will be a dessert theater at the Casey Visitors Center. It'll be Saturday, November 21st. That's a 7 p.m. performance. And then also it'll be Sunday, November 22nd, and that'll be a 2 p.m. performance. The doors open at 6:30 for the Saturday show and 1:30 for the Sunday show. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 if you buy them at the door. And you can purchase those tickets at the insurance store in Casey and at Fay Pharmacy in Adair. And you can also get them by contacting Teresa Elgin or Pat Pettinger. And those tickets are open seating for those events. So, again, that's the Adair Casey Community Theater, the Better Keep Our Day Jobs Players. Christmas in Guthrie County, the name of the presentation. And that dessert theater at the Casey Visitor Center will be Saturday, November 21st at 7 p.m., Sunday, November 22nd at 2 p.m. So get those tickets and go have a good time.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
You can just laugh at them, if nothing else. It's always fun to see your neighbors performing.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's just a good time. All right. Well, we got that business taken care of. We got some other important business to take care of. I see you have some birthdays there.
I do. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Irene Hansen, and her children are hosting a party in her honor. You can come and visit with them on Sunday, November 8th from 2 to 4. That's at the Memorial Building in Audubon. They do ask for no gifts, please. And if you can't make the party and like to send her a card, you can send that to her at 615 Northwestern Avenue, Apartment 1 in Audubon, 50025. Again, happy 90th birthday to Irene Hansen, celebrating her birthday on Sunday, November 8th from 2 to 4 at the Memorial Building in Audubon. And no gifts, please. And you can send her a card, 615 Northwestern Avenue, Apartment 1 in Audubon, 50025. Also, the family of Estelle Quinn is planning a card shower in her honor of her 90th birthday on November 9th. Cards can be sent to her at 100 East 7th Street in Defiance, 51527, and says she has 8 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. So happy 90th birthday to Estelle Quinn, and you can send her a birthday wish for her 90th birthday on November 9th to 100 East 7th Street in Defiance, Iowa, 51527.
You know what you get for your birthday when you have lots of grandchildren and great-grandchildren?
Lots of hugs and kisses?
You get lots of love. That's
lots
right.
Of love.
It's a good way to go, isn't
yeah.
it? Very good. I don't have any anniversaries sitting here in front of me to tell you about this particular time. I would like to throw one birthday wish in there if I could.
Okay.
On Monday, November 9th, my lovely wife is
Aww.
Having a birthday. Because, well, you know, she has no choice. That's the day she was born. So, you know, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
But, no, I want to wish her a very happy birthday. Hope she has a great day at work. Because isn't that pretty much
yeah,
where we all end up?
Yeah, that's usually what he has to do.
That's where we all end up on
yeah.
our birthdays, isn't it? So, yeah, no, hope she has a great day coming up on Monday, November 9th.
Yeah.
That's really all I have. Except, I don't know if we mentioned this or not, but 7th Street is open.
Yeah.
7th Street is open.
I was probably one of the few that actually didn't drive on it that very first day.
Yeah,
it took me a couple of days, but I got on there.
Traffic was heavy.
It was. It still kind of is, but
a lot of people getting out there and making up for lost
yes,
time.
Yes, enjoying it.
I don't know who's enjoying it more, the people that are driving it or the people that own businesses along
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably both equally. Very good. Well, it was a long, hard summer for construction.
Mm-hmm.
So at least part of that is now behind us.
Yeah.
So good for us, huh? All right. Well, that's all I have. Anything else?
Nothing else.
Nothing else to add to the cause?
Not at the moment.
All right. Well, then I guess it's time to say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Don't do that. No.
I don't know where that's even from.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.